meeting of the City of Duluth Charter Commission at 5 p.m. Start with roll call.
Commissioner Syme. Commissioner Ness. Commissioner Yeager. Yes. Commissioner Anderson is absent. Commissioner Estrin-Hare. Commissioner Gardner. Commissioner Stolle. Commissioner Little is absent. Commissioner Matheson is absent. Commissioner President Stauber.
Here.
Commissioner Mangan. Commissioner Green. Commissioner LaFontaine.
We'll start with the approval of the minutes from the October 12th, 2022 meeting. Any discussion or needed changes? Commissioner Green?
In the printed copy that we have, my name is incorrectly spelled. Green has an E at the end. Ian has corrected it on the electronic copy, but I just wanted people to know.
On mine, my absence was excused. I have the email.
Okay. Any further discussion on the minutes? Take a motion to accept the minutes as amended. Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Carries. Next up, we've jumped to new business. Okay. The discussion item, the Ordinance Modernization Task Force. We'll go with the proposed technical changes first.
President Stauber, I'm wondering if I know that staff and maybe a city councilor had kind of worked on these. Has this had any review by commission members by any chance, or?
Sure. These proposals have been made by the Code Revision Task Force, which is made up of a number of city councilors and city staff. The only review currently undertaken by commissioners is any you've undertaken independently since it having been sent to you via email.
I have a question. So we, the Charter Commission in July of 2020 established an explicit implicit barrier study group. And they had recommendations that they brought to the Charter Commission on June 22nd, 2021. And I'm wondering whether, has this task force had a chance to review recommendations that were made by that group, because that was a group that was specifically paying attention to barriers from a diversity standpoint. And it would be disappointing if that group did work and then it didn't even go to the task force.
I'm currently unaware if the task force has taken that into account. However, I can bring it to their attention. And
I think it's really important that that be brought to their attention so that they can consider some of the recommendations and how does that fit in with their work.
Certainly.
We need to adopt any sort of formal motion to send that to the task force?
President Stauber, no, I don't believe so. I can pass that along informally. If the commission would like to send a formal communication of some matter, that would be easy to accommodate as well.
I'd like to do a formal communication.
Okay.
Motion's been made. Oh, Commissioner Ness?
Well, President Stauber, I'm wondering, I think that there's enough kind of substantive changes, both on a technical basis as well as on some of the other kind of policy oriented. And I appreciate all the good work done by staff and others kind of informing this. But I do think, it's our duty as Charter Commission commissioners to have our own review of this. And maybe if we had a working group of the commission that would spend some time with members of the staff to kind of just walk through those and then have a commission member kind of report back to their recommendations, and then also be able to bring in some of the other context of what the commission has been talking about in recent years.
I guess technically we have a proposal for a motion to formally send want to combine that with Commissioner Ness's?
Yeah, I think that the combined is
okay. What is our, what sort of size are we looking at for some sort of working group?
Commission. I think it could just be whoever is interested, you know. As long as we have, you know, three members.
That had representatives from various commissions.
So was there anybody else from the Charter Commission that was at that? I believe Shiloh and Jeff were.
No. And I know Shiloh brought it up at the last commission meeting.
I would think certainly ask the people that were part of that group to see if they're interested, and then if there's anybody
else today. I would also like to say that I think I want everyone to have the opportunity to do that and give your individual.
Would this be combined to look at both the technical changes and the substantive?
So last time we met, Rebecca, and I thought she would be at this meeting.
Yeah. And she was with two other people.
I believe Attorney St. George will be attending. I was just in communication with her, and she's tied up with something else, but we'll be here momentarily.
She was here, but we
arrived. So,
just, you know, I'm to talk us through what's
I'm curious from a staff perspective, is there any timeliness? Are you on a time schedule that you'd like to see this move forward?
Not so far as I'm aware. My understanding is the task force would prefer that the technical changes be moved through more quickly than the substantive changes, but I'm unaware of any set timeline.
And then, you know, I think that I saw this correctly in the red line versions that we received. It seemed as though one of the documents had just the technical changes, and then the other document seemed like the red lines were both the technical and the. So if we had, you know, two separate that kind of, you know, were able to take out the substantive changes and.
I'm sure we can reformat that like that. Sure.
Attorney St. George. Hello.
Sorry, I'm late coming down.
So there were some questions on both the timeliness expected of this commission and the potential of forming a working group within this that would review these more individually.
Am I on?
Yes.
I am on. Thanks. The only timeline is that the task force was hoping to be done at the end of 2023. But there's no requirement, there's no legal requirement that you finish this in any timeline at all. It really is sort of in your hands right now to decide what to do. You have the authority to decide how to handle it and what to do with that broadly. As far as forming a working group within, I don't see that that would be a problem. I'm not sure what that would look like with the task force. Ian, you have as much insight about that as I do, but I think it does make sense. There's a lot of changes suggested in here, so I think it makes a lot of sense for maybe a few people to really sit down and dig into it. And I'd be happy to work with you on that.
And part of where this is coming from, we had a study group that was out of the Charter Commission a couple of years ago that had members from other commissions that was specific at explicit and implicit barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with a report with some recommendations, and I don't think that your task force has looked at that. And so part of it is some of the people that were part of that can help bring forward some of the thoughts that came out of that group so that doesn't get ignored.
That's a great idea.
Any further discussion? So I guess I'd accept a motion then to have a working group from this made up of at least three commissioners from the Charter Commission to work or at least meet with the task force, the Ordinance Modernization Task Force, to look at the revisions that are proposed in both the substantive and the technical side of things. I know the technical side is, from my review, it's literally just names and department changes and things like that. But the substantive is obviously much more substantive.
And that group would bring forward the
I'll second that motion.
Any discussion on the motion? None. We'll call for a vote. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Have any volunteers? Yes? Fontaine and Stoley?
Part of that preview.
Okay. Okay. I don't think we need a motion to formally adopt. I mean, we said at least three, so I'm good with four. Four plus.
My confirmed membership for the task force or the working group, it would be Commissioners Ness, Stoley, LaFontaine, and anyone from the Implicit Explicit Bias Task Force. Okay.
I know Commissioner Matheson has some restrictions, or Vice President Matheson. I'd like to extend that invite to her. Any other proposed new business?
President Stabber, do we need to formal communication task force that Bev mentioned?
Chair Green, would you?
So originally we said we would make a formal written communication task force indicating our intention to form. Our minutes.
I think if we.
I would think if Ian's
going to take care
of that and attach along with that the finding, the study group findings dated 2nd, 2021.
Yeah, I can communicate that to the task force, certainly.
Some one of the things that's in the technical that I don't. I just printed the one page of it. Looks like it's in section 8. Ordinances required for all legislation and appropriations. Part of it is a clarification, but if it is saying what I think it's saying, that's more than it's more than a technical change. That's on where the word title is underlined twice. Every ordinance and resolution title shall be in writing and title read in full at a council meeting before a vote is taken. If ordinance resolution and ordinance resolutions don't have to be written in full, that strikes me as that's a huge omission for as council is considering that first underlining titles. Second one, where maybe only the title is read out loud, is very different.
Clerk Johnson or Attorney St. George, maybe you're able to answer Commissioner Green's question. Is that something that is different than what is being done today?
The clarification there, I believe, President Stauber, is to make it consistent with how it's done right now. They don't read the entire resolution.
But the resolution is written out for them.
Yes, the entire resolution is always written out, and this clarifies that it also needs a title. I mean, resolutions are always written out. Obviously we can take the word title out of the first part of it, and that would be fine, but this is just clarifying to make sure that every resolution has a title in writing and it gets written, and that the title is what gets read into the meetings, which is consistent with how they currently do it. They don't read the entire resolution in right now.
I'm supportive of that, but I just want to make sure that this doesn't all of a sudden say that you don't even have to write it. They don't have to see the resolution in written form. So it's
no.
The first underlying title that I'm concerned about.
Okay.
And it does say at the beginning, every ordinance and resolution title
shall
is
be
in writing. So I think it's just adding that one piece.
And maybe there's a different way to write it to make sure that it has a title. But that sort of seems implied if you're saying the title will be read in full.
Sure.
How can you read it if it's not part of the...
Sure. That makes sense.
I do have a question on that I suppose the consent agenda, it is, each of the titles are read, aren't they?
They are. Every one of them. All day long.
That was the only thing in the technical portion of things that jumped out.
I mean, as long as we have the full group and as everybody's had a chance to at least briefly maybe go over these in their personal email, are there any other things that we want to discuss as a group before we send off to a working group? And I know my only request is that if we change to city administrator, we don't alert national news. That would be my request.
Wise request.
This is an aside, but in the future, if we can get the red line versions and any sort of printed form.
Yes. Miscommunication of the printing that led to the
okay.
original attachments being printed. So
that's right.
Oh. Anything else anybody caught? They're just in their brief review.
Yes. I know, in the first part here on page 8, where they talk about the city administrator appointed by the mayor, and it's not approved by the city council, but then later on it says that it is then confirmed, I should say, by the city council. And so I think that position should be appointed by the mayor, not necessarily the city council approved that position. That person does serve at the place. Separate elected bodies, the city council. Recommendation is to change it to be the other way, and I think it should stay the way it was in this section. It's 7C.
If I could, President Stauber, I think that is one of the pieces that we defer to you. Which way does the Charter Commission think it should go? Really, it's sort of wisdom that we're looking for.
So there is language here that suggests that. So could you give us some insight on what the working group was kind of intending with the language changes here?
Ian, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Johnson, but I think we were intending to submit it to you for your decision. We, with the current CAO on the task force, a big part of the conversation was he didn't feel super comfortable making a suggestion one way or the other, felt like there was a bit of a conflict for that. And so really looking to you determine which way, the other appointees within the city are generally approved by the city council. Department heads are approved by the city council. And so that would be consistent to have them approved by the City Council. And also, what you're saying is absolutely right. This is a position that works so closely with the mayor.
And I would agree that those other department heads going through City Council for approval, I'm fine with that. I think the one position that the mayor picks for that chief administrator. And all the other positions fall under that. And then they're appointed, you know, I mean.
Correct.
Other items that rang true for anybody that they want to discuss again as a group before we send again?
President Stauber. I read through the substantive changes and there were a few changes regarding decriminalizing some parts of this. I just wanted to note for the working group, as you're going through it, there's certainly a possibility that removing it from the charter does not necessarily decriminalize it. It may exist in statute elsewhere. Keeping that, at the top of your mind that, you know, things may change in the charter doesn't mean that it's not a criminal offense elsewhere.
Agree with that statement?
The question is, you know, related to that, if you want the charter to be consistent with what's in the state and statutes and the like, or is it better than not? Because then anytime there's a change in state statute, you have to change the charter. So it might be okay to not have that criminalizing behavior harder, knowing that it's still at the state level, but then there's an advantage to not using the criminalizing language in the charter itself.
Criminalizing language in the charter.
That's my understanding, but maybe George can speak differently.
It would change it so that it wouldn't be prosecutable under the charter, right? So any of these things, and part of our thinking with changing that language is that when this was originally written, calling something a misdemeanor didn't necessarily make it a criminal act. We're still looking at sort of civil enforcement and administrative enforcement. We believe was the intention, original intention. And so taking out language about misdemeanors, you know, certainly if there's any state statute that says it's a crime, that still exists. This doesn't impact that in the city of Duluth. It doesn't impact it anywhere else. It just impacts how under the charter we're going to enforce and make sure that, you know, how people handle conflicts or if they mismanage money or whatever, that those things, as far as how the city handles it, that we're not looking at it as at those things as crimes, but as administrative or civil issues.
And then, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I believe the City Council as a whole is looking over all of its ordinances as one package. If we moved forward in a few months before the end of 2023 with the recommendations of a working group, because amendments to the charter are handled different than actual city ordinance, is there any guidance right now that we'd want to consider? Because I believe the council has to vote 9-0
right.
Charter.
Correct.
It's not the intent to put this on a ballot somewhere. And
that would be an interesting that would be difficult. Okay. I think our hope is that you all will make a recommendation, not necessarily adopting everything that we're suggesting, but whatever it is that you all recommend that are good changes, that those changes then go to the City Council. City Council hopefully will accept those with the 9-0 vote or suggest some changes or whatever, but that would be the process that we're hoping for.
Are you anticipating technical and substantive, or all as what having, but having, or only having it as those two things in front of us, and then.
What I'm anticipating, and again, this is up to you to decide how you want to do it, is that the technical changes is something that you could do fairly quickly, right? That you, it's not going to take a lot of time to decide whether or not these are okay. We could just bring that to the city council soon and be done with it. And then that the sort of master agreement, the rest of it, would take longer. It really is up to you. I think, personally, I think it makes sense to try to do it as one thing, although that could interfere with the ability to get it done because of the 9-0 thing. I mean, I think 9-0 vote requirement, they could potentially say, you know, we're going to accept this, but take these parts out. There's a lot of different ways they could do it. If we tried to do a different ordinance for each single change, that feels a little bit onerous to me. But again, it is your decision.
I kind of like the idea of doing it in technical changes that go forward to the city council. And if there's stuff in the substantive that people are in trouble with, it's not taking out all those technical changes. So I would advocate for putting it in two different groups. That one can go through, two of them probably a lot faster.
I think this important point to bring forward, in because there would be some, I think, some technical process things, like if it were the Charter Commission that makes an approval of a particular ordinance, and it's like, well, here are the changes that we're approving and then sending to the council, there may be the requirement for the council to look at that full slate of changes as one, and if they were to break then apart those, then I think it would have to come back.
So
it could be, in my mind, the work of the task force is to really, you know, take an assessment and say, boy, this is really feels like a separate issue, and can we pull out those elements so that we can take a vote and consider this one piece? But there may be other, you know, substantive issues that could still be in one master list, but then maybe pulling out two or three other issues that would require a little bit more focus.
Seeing no further discussion, I will. Adjournment. Second. All right, all those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned at 5:30.